I'm not sure I'm the people, and I can't tell who they are.
You mean just the ballpark?
Yeah.
The glasses wouldn't do you no good, huh?
Huh. No,
those
glasses wouldn't
do you no good.
But she's surprised what she does see. The other day, that car window was laying right. But she could see the car window, and that's something. That's why.
That's a big help, boy.
Well, you knew right where the top of that window was on the car. It was part way up and part way down.
Oh,
you looked out and you could see that.
Well, I think as a fellow would lose his sight, your other senses would increase, you know, and there's...
I think they say this is maybe your hearing or your sense of feel
or your
memory maybe.
Yeah.
The others try to compensate for the loss of the wine.
I know one fellow that got a...
Not sure. I'm not sure.
They go to what stairs? They count the steps. You know, they know exactly how many steps is up and how many down.
She does this.
And you turn.
That's
something an ordinary person don't do. You know, we just don't appreciate what we got.
Yeah. Well, she had a real length of stairs to climb at Meisner's. How many? Did you know? But there was quite a few. Wasn't it?
I think it's 12, something like that. I mean, I just know. Not real fine, but...
He's far-sighted, they're
yeah, they're all the distance.
That's
my
true.
My eyes are good. I can go in trap shoot or something like that, and pardon me, that building over there, your little piece of fly I want, I see it just do as anything, you know.
I never could see like that. Neither could you.
I put my glasses on. He said these new ones would be different, but I can put these on, and then it begins to get blurred, that wall on, you know.
Yeah.
But I take my glasses off, I can see...
Well, no, I can read like this.
I mean, you just have to have the reading name.
Yeah.
On your side. I can see
real
well. Even yet, I've got bifocals, but I don't like them.
I ain't got trifocals.
And I'll take, if I want to see something close, I'll get it up to my face. I can see it as good out here, but I haven't lost my nearsightedness.
I can't see television without mine. I'm just
well, I can't put
outline,
mine. I can't
you know,
see
but,
television.
Enjoy it.
Sometimes
when I'm leaning back in that chair, I've got to put it down like
this to see how long you can. I know. I've been feeling
like
one of
the guys that is up there. They're
nice. I like them.
I think that's what I need in there, right?
Yeah, this is my second service. Third trifocal. Anyway, he asked me the first time, he said, do you ever play cards? And I said, yes. He said, well, trifocal is nice.
That's
that way you can sit across the table, though.
She was letting everybody else talk.
I think they might keep quiet for a while.
Nobody's going to talk now. Nobody's going to talk now.
You got us scared now.
That's a lot of good stuff. This tape is out, Nancy. You're supposed to not let that happen.
Good jokes,
Sal. Why, yeah.
She's working on the family tree.
Uh-huh.
Anything pertinent?
I've got a... I don't know what if she's related to me or not, but she's working on the Murphy family tree, too.
I told
my grandparents along
with them. Well, it's just waited a little bit too long, though. See, Daddy could remember so much.
Yeah.
Mom knew a lot. Grandma just could tell a lot of things.
Yeah.
Lewis could tell you a lot.
Sure could.
But I don't know, they waited, seemed like too long started. Mama, Dorothy had one started. She never got very far with it, I guess.
Mostly what she had was all of your
name.
Cousins.
Yeah.
I wouldn't want to get too close to my family tree. I might land in jail.
But Alistair said, we've all got skeletons in our closet.
Yeah,
things if we don't have family pride, we don't have anything, she said.
That's one of the twins.
She's the little one.
Oh, He said,
they come to our place one time, and an old gentleman, he put on clean socks, and he had one of one kind and one of another. I bet they'd laugh about us with reminding them of that, because they had more fun with him over his socks.
Yeah. Had another pair just like them in the door.
Week that time. Yeah. We had more fun with them than with those three clothes on.
This is the blonde and the blue eye. The other one, she said, is a head taller and brown hair and brown eyes.
Yeah, I know one had dark hair and the other
one. I don't know. This one has two children. I don't know how many hers she has.
Sounds like she's been your age and kids, didn't it?
Well, I heard her husband was separated from you.
She sounds like she's a little girl, wasn't even born yet, was she? I think she's four. Yeah, she's four. She's born, and I think she's made a little girl's name. And, well, thank you for listening to her. Her daddy said, I never have interfered before, he said, but just three times she'd left, and this is the fourth, I think.
Four times.
He said, you're not going back.
And he had beaten her and time and all.
She's made it home.
She works. We've had a little fun. That's Bertha
was nice, a couple of hours.
Yeah, I remember great father's back there.
Oh, they're nice.
And Bertha and Uncle Dutch, she talked.
He died right after...
2 years ago.
Mom was
there. Yeah. I didn't realize that till Lois sent us a way to get them to fill out the papers for us. I was going to tell you what Ethel's last name was. Ethel Ross Hickman Lewis.
Hickman.
Heard again then, Lewis, huh?
Yeah, Lewis, yeah.
Yeah,
she must be
Lewis
Hickman
name.
Then. I remember that.
Yeah, that's right. Hickman Lewis.
Well, she must be married again then. I hear say she
got it here second. She has the old family Bible, so they said what she sent in was probably right.
If she has a family Bible, I would think it'd be.
She sure done a lot of laughing.
Which Bertha? Or
Ethel.
You know, I've seen her one time, I think. She comes out and Grace is out there one time. There's some of them, I don't remember now. Or without Miss Jones. But anyway, it's out Southwest.
Her husband, Hickman, was checking his traps and fell over there.
Yeah, I thought he got grounded.
Oh, my. You know Jeremiah's middle name was Jacob?
Who?
Jeremiah Jacob. Ross.
Mm-hmm. J.J.
I didn't know.
See, they talked about him being set in his way. You know, we've always heard of stubborn as Jerry Ross. But they say, what'd you say? Paul was set in his way.
Well,
he did one thing. He let her move back to Ohio.
Yeah, she said he'd done one thing better on her own or something like that.
She wanted to move back to Wisconsin, and he let her do that. Uh-huh. So they did that.
Who's that, though?
Jeremiah.
Grandma. He let her have her way in that. It sounded like he had his way, and you know, he had his way. I'm in that bad.
I said you picked a nice way to say it.
She said, nice way of saying it.
I don't know, maybe you have this picture of it. She said this was real good of him.
That is a good picture of him.
Any
girl
would find
your grandpa.
The best we have is, was,
great dog, black and
white headed.
So, yeah.
Oh, I love that old man, I'm telling you. Yeah.
That's what
everybody
says.
I think we got one,
something
like this here. Yeah, Earl had one
in there.
It may not be the same one, but...
He died 94 years old, and... He smoked and chewed all of his life, and he still had good teeth.
Ah, and still had good teeth. I know.
Well, that's Willis, ain't it?
Uh-huh. That's pretty outfit he's got on. Was he a bellboy or what?
I don't remember that suit.
Now we got a picture of him, but not with that suit on. That's pretty good. Some boys here.
Boy, him and that
there. He hasn't been married.
Where the heck did he see them? They're going someplace. I don't know. Boy, they made a beautiful couple.
Sarah.
Oh,
Sarah.
Oh.
She is a dark hair, dark eyes.
Yeah, she had pretty black wavy hair. She had pretty hair.
It's so funny how on their farms, every one of them bury their own people right there.
On the farm.
They done it all over this country, too. You see little cemeteries all around.
I guess loud anywhere for the Howard, they imagine if you wanted to, but I don't like it.
That where they, Sarah is be awfully hard to get to. I'll bet it's maybe half a mile out there, but it's right up on the hillside.
Well, sooner or later, if nobody else goes there, it'll grow up, you know.
Yeah,
because,
I said, for as long as you
take care of it, and of course his son.
Yeah, as long as her close relation is right there.
Yeah.
Well, if they keep putting the rest of them in there, though.
Yeah,
they
that'll
will.
Happen. If that happens, they will, but.
They
if they don't, why then it's just
locked.
Jim's son owns that place now, and Jim's supposed to live there, you know, as long as he lives. And I imagine when he's gone,
if it goes 5-10 years and nobody else buries in there, they'll just keep on mowing in closer and closer. First thing you know, why, it'll just be a little corner there that
won't get mad.
No.
Well, they've got to keep it moving and everything.
Something to get to, ask me. But her mother's buried in a little cemetery like that.
But there's Bill
Skaggs.
The whole road goes around it, so
where would they live then?
Was you ever out in
country? Out around Moorhead someplace?
Oh, yeah, out.
Is that where
it is? No, it's out in Ella County. You're the hog town, past that.
I've heard of it.
Yeah.
Because
Beartown.
Yeah, Beartown and Lettingham is where it used to be. Daddy was
post
born.
Office. Oh. And that Beartown was the name of that little hood on it. A couple stores there and post office. It used to be, but they never
know. No, those are all gone now.
That girl went to see his home place out in Wisconsin.
There
wasn't a thing there.
Yeah, I went out there.
That's Kimley, wasn't it? Did you see that?
No, I think it's the schoolhouse, just one corner, that old stone, you know, where they cut great big trees this big growing up inside.
Mm-hmm.
And they built that school a long time after I started school out there. Grace used to teach there a lot. When the teacher'd be sick or something, Grace take over the school.
Yeah?
Huh. Lots of times.
Huh. Well, this what they call it. It's over like...
Is it Elton
or is it over
there? It's back of Elton. It's back... You know where our farm was?
Oh, yeah.
It was 80 acres deep, and then they put a road on the back, and it was back in there.
Roses. Yeah,
back in the Buddy, John, Shelton.
Yeah.
They all lived over in there.
Uh-huh. Was you up in Wisconsin? Lately, up in there?
Well, 3 or 4 years ago, I took her. I wanted to go up.
Yeah.
Up through and see the old home place, you know.
Yeah.
And your stepmother's little cottage, right there where old Ladney's store used to be.
Yeah.
And it is gone. The depot's all gone, and the big mill's all gone. All them hotels are all gone. The school,
that was gone.
Huh?
One little house there, wasn't there?
Well, that's her stepmother's place. And so I recognized a place to go up the hill, and I went back to past our old home place. The reason I remember it, there was a low place in the corner, you know, where the road went back toward before we went to school.
Yeah.
And I went back to the school then. I went clear down to McGee's Lake and turned around.
Oh, and clear down and turned.
And then I went to the school out and I said, let's get the heck out of here. Everything's gone.
Too sad, isn't
it? And I went back to tell the name of Brasky. What's his name? Run working in that big store there.
He worked in that store.
Yeah. He worked for Old Man Ladry. Well, anyway, what was his name? I went down to the filling station to get you, huh?
Merle Ladry.
Well, that's the old man's boy, Ladry.
Oh.
And then Brasky, what the heck was his name? Anyway.
Is he the guy that was working at the gas station?
No, I talked to the guy at the gas station. I asked him. He said he just left here. That guy that...
Did you want to see?
Yeah, I wanted to see. He worked in that store.
Ah. Now, you know, I
could
say
he was Merle, or...
It seemed like his name Merle. That's why I was saying that a while ago. Merle.
I don't know. He was just about done everything here in the store.
Yeah.
And he had a brother named Lee.
Oh.
He was a little dickhead.
Glassy,
yeah.
That was the name,
wasn't it? I said Brasky.
You said Brasky?
Glassy.
Glassy, I believe. Yeah. Lee?
Mm-hmm.
What was that? Brasky. One name
of
Brasky, yeah.
Maybe that's what it is. That's it, I guess.
I don't know.
And anyway, he just left this filling station.
He was the same name as my mother. Mm-hmm. That's why I was saying, my name's Brasky. I was
born this October 19th. And this guy that's run this gas station, out of Elton there, they run sheep. They raise sheep out there. A great big farm. I can't think of their name now.
Oh.
And that was this guy's dad that run the gas station.
What she really was.
I know the name well enough home, but I can't think of it.
They raised a lot of sheep.
Yeah, they raised a lot of sheep.
I don't know him about
it. Lived big, great big white house.
Huh. Well, good pass. Good pastime.
You could do it to the quick.
And that, I mean, I know you used to know that.
You could do it to quick.
I'm mad. They might be some of your relations. Bird Jones? I think.
Bird Jones is a great uncle of my dad's, I guess. Then he had a brother. Ed Jones, he was sheriff of Lang Lake County for years and years.
Yeah, I imagine he was.
I went clear out of past where old Bob Porter used to live, you know.
Oh, did you go out past that?
You couldn't see anybody.
Yeah. But you were just going through there and you just...
Yeah.
Just a couple of cars left. Can't hardly get around. That sounds a nice place in the summertime.
Yeah.
Cool.
We come through part of it this summer coming back home. We cut across Minnesota and Wisconsin, Michigan, come up through that way.
Yeah.
Come up to Mackinac City and down through the, across that big bridge up there in Mackinac.
I was over when we first lived.
Just come from
Indianapolis. What? Sure see a lot of trees. I said, I'll never be that good.
Been wanting to come over. I don't know when she'll get over. She's kept his home long enough.
Yeah.